From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. There is no shortage of opinions on how to get your baby to sleep through the night. Best-selling authors recommend everything from shushing to co-sleeping to crying it out. Well, research published today offers some of the first strong evidence-based advice on which early approach works best. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
There was a time when Meredith Bove's bookshelf was filled with books she read for pleasure. But these days, she's made way for the baby experts. There's Ferber, who's famous for a strategy moms interpret as cry it out. Dr. Sears, who's known for attachment parenting, or sort of hold your baby close. And Bove says the list goes on.
The Dr. Spock stuff from the 70s, Happiest Baby on the Block, the whole, like, shushing and rocking and all that.
The problem, says Meredith, is that none of the strategies seem to help with her daughter.
She just fights sleep. And we haven't established a good pattern up to this point, so now she's 9 months and we have this, you know, I don't know what to do.
It's enough to drive parents crazy, says psychologist Ian St. James Roberts. Babies who are still waking and crying at night, even as they approach their first birthdays.
What we've been looking at in our research is preventing it.
What some baby experts offer up in opinion and theory, St. James Roberts has begun to put to the test. In his latest research, published today in the journal Pediatrics, he recruited three groups of moms-to-be. One group included women in Europe and the U.S., aligned with a natural mothering network. They held their newborns 15 to 16 hours per day, breastfed on demand, and co-slept with their babies.
This was a highly infant demand-oriented group of parents. We had a group in London that were much more structured in their approach to baby care.
The London parents set up schedules for feeding and naps. Overall, they had about 50% less contact with the babies than the natural network moms. The third group, made up of moms in Copenhagen, split the difference between the two more extreme approaches. They carried their babies a lot during the day, but typically did not sleep with them. Throughout the first 12 weeks of life, and then again at 10 months, the researchers compared the habits of all the babies.
I think the message is that neither of the extremes is better. They produce different types of outcomes.
The advantage of the natural mothering approach was that the babies fussed much less in the early weeks of life. They cried about half as much as the London babies, who had less physical contact. But the rub is that the babies did not sleep well at night. At 10 months, they were waking and crying much more than the London babies.
Substantially more. We measured how many nights each week the babies were waking and crying the parents, and it's about two nights per week more.
As for the Copenhagen babies, whose parents were taking the moderate approach, they fared very well. As a group, they cried little after the first 6 weeks of life, and by 3 months, similar to the London babies, they were settled well at night. St. James Roberts says some infants, ones evenly distributed through all three groups, suffered bouts of colicky crying, suggesting there's a biological nature to colic that parents can't control.
So we think that's an important message for parents, that it's not their fault, if you like, that within the normal range of baby care, it doesn't make very much difference to these colicky crying bouts.
But when it comes to establishing solid sleep habits, St. James Roberts says parents can make their mark. Looking at his data, he says 6 weeks seems to be the age at which there's a real advantage to putting the baby down and taking a sort of middle ground between the natural moms and the London moms.
So to move over to something that is setting more limits and introducing more routines, and that will then help babies to learn to sleep through the night from about 12 weeks onwards.
Mother Meredith Bove says she wished she'd had this advice last fall when her baby was a newborn.
If I knew that if I did that and it was horrible for even a month and then she slept, like, I would be totally on it.
Sticking with one tested strategy rather than filling up her bookshelf with sleep books. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.